I want to remind you that we have an incredible privilege today, and so often we take that privilege for granted. Indeed, we've come a long way, considering that the English Bible had its genesis in the writings of Oxford theologian John Wycliffe. He was fondly remembered as the morning star of the Reformation. Wycliffe's translations from the 1380s remain the only English Bible until the invention of movable type in the 16th century, and profoundly influenced the legacy of the English Bible and the English language. Now, Wycliffe held that the Bible, not the Pope, as the exemplar of Christianity, was the sole authority for faith and practice. His writings were condemned as heresy because putting Scripture into the hands of the laity was considered then such an outrage against the authority of the Church that 44 years after Wycliffe died, Pope Martin V had his bones unearthed, incinerated, and the ashes unceremoniously thrown to the wind. Like his ashes, the legacy of Wycliffe's English Bible spread abroad in the ensuing years. Perhaps no single person made a greater contribution to the legacy of the English Bible than did Oxford-Cambridge scholar William Tyndale. Like Wycliffe, Tyndale defied the papacy and its traditions. He purposed to make the Bible available to the commoner so that, in his words, a boy who drives the plow would be as familiar with the Scriptures as the Pope. Tyndale's work became the basis for a plethora of translations, culminating with the King James Version. And after a lengthy imprisonment, Tyndale, like Wycliffe, was tried for translating the Bible into the English language. He was martyred October the 6th, 1536. His body ablaze, he cried out, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." Tyndale's prayer found an answer when King Henry VIII authorized an English translation of the greatest volume to be chained to every church pulpit in the land. And so parishioners from far and wide gathered in parishes to experience formal readings from its pages. So within 3 years of his death, the translation work of William Tyndale became virtually ubiquitous. Well, today almost every single believer has a Bible in their hand or in their home. But few have the Bible in their heart. They haven't fallen in love with Scripture.